still a sad
with, scene. With our topic, at least I don't have to go through that original pain. Thank God.
Yeah.
That's over. I never have to do it again. Feel that hurt, that pain.
I don't know, man. I watched it a few months ago when we talked about it. And still, I hadn't seen it since like seventh grade.
Still get
I'm
you.
Like,
huh? Oh, God. Got you. Here, I'll never let go.
Here it comes. It's when you like lean away from your wife or your girlfriend.
Oh,
so she can't see you tearing up.
I poke myself in the eyes. Oh, that's why I'm crying.
I had a buddy the other day telling me about the new Adam Sandler stand-up.
Yeah.
And then they have a Chris Farley tribute at the very end.
Oh, it's amazing.
Which I haven't seen yet. But I heard it's very touching.
It's amazing.
And that's what he said. He was watching it with his girlfriend the other day, and he's like, dude, I had to take my arm from behind her back, lean the other way, and pretend like I was trying to go to sleep because I started tearing up, dude. He's like, I was crying.
What a little bitch.
Right? He's like, I could feel the tears running down my face.
No, it's a tearjerker for sure. It is.
Not just a jerker.
No, just a tearjerker.
Oh, okay.
Everything's a jerker. What? I don't know. Let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Wait, it's got to be your bull. Some rock news quick hits. Gene Simmons of Kiss has paid tribute to the late Stan Lee, saying, quote, thank you for making my childhood so much more exciting with your astonishing superhero characters. Thank you for inspiring me to think and dream big. Thank you for the Hulk, Thor, Fantastic Four, and many others. You will be sadly missed. R.I.P.
How nice of Steven Seagal to say that. Seriously.
You let the guy have it.
Gene Simmons.
And we're going to talk more about Stan Lee a little bit later on, but the whole world is reacting to it at this point.
Yeah.
Also, Green River. This is exciting. Green River, the proto-grunge band that featured future Pearl Jam members Stone Gossard and Jeff Ament, as well as Mark Arm, who went on to front Mudhoney, one of my favorite grunge bands. Mudhoney, if you don't know who they are, they're kick-ass. They're actually in Black Sheep. The band on stage, that's Mudhoney.
Nice.
And they're a real band. And, oh, God, they're so great, dude. I love Mudhoney. Anyway, they will have their 1987 EP, Dry as a Bone, and their 1988 album, Rehab Doll, reissued on January 25th. Both will contain previously unissued material. That's cool.
Nice.
That's exciting. Digging up some old stuff, man. Lastly, in your rock news, Chris Cornell's widow is putting some money to good use, pledging $20,000 for a New York charity to protect children. Vicki Cornell announced the donation this weekend at the New York Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children's Food and Wine Gala. That's a weird sentence. Hmm. It's the New York Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, and it was their food and wine gala. But it's children's food and wine, and I confused myself there, where she helped raise $500,000 to protect the city's children from abuse. Her individual donation will go to the efforts to teach people how to identify and report cases of child abuse. So there you go. Doing some good in the New York community. That's your rock news. We'll be back.